And now this from the Main Street Radio Show on Prairie Public.
I'm Doug Hamilton with Ashley Thornburg, and in our Bismarck studio, Sue Balcom, because it's time for Main Street Eats.
Sue, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Coming up right around the corner is Mother's Day, and Sue, you sent some notes here that I am so excited to see, because I'm kind of one of those curmudgeonly mothers, too, that when people say, oh, yeah, you have a nice brunch, and I just, like, did you know that Mother's Day was actually, in the United States, it was about social activism, and it's mothers plural, not mothers possessive. It was about getting more rights for some of the hardest working people out there. And it's not just about your mom and getting a brunch, although, you know, brunch is good. But give us this history of Mother's Day.
Well, actually, Mother's Day goes back like a really, 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 really long
time. Per usual, America is late to the game.
Right. And have we still gotten all our rights as mothers? Not in my mind. And the older I get, the more I see that happening. But that's a topic for another day. Mother's Day is coming up. And they used to celebrate Mother's Day back in the time of Greeks and Romans. They had festivals, but of course they were honoring mother goddesses, you know, like Rhea and Cybele. But the clearest modern precedence for Mother's Day was Mothering Sunday, and that is a Christian festival.
What is that?
I think it was just honoring, you know, the hand that rocks the cradle rules the world. And so I think that we probably had more respect way back in the day, old societies that would look at mothers as being full of wisdom and the power of life. And that's where the Mothering Sunday thing comes in. As a Christian festival, we are the mothers, the life-giving sources here on earth. Although that could be changing, too, in the near future, but that's sci-fi.
Well, Mother's Day is now an opportunity to thank Mother in a special way.
Correct. And it was not actually a legitimate holiday until 1914. And there was probably a lot of suffrage stuff going on back in the days. It became a more secular holiday and less associated with gods and goddesses and Christian holidays. And, you know, of course, children would bring their mothers flowers or little tokens of appreciation. And then in the 30s and 40s, you know, our current Mother's Day, our Hallmark Mother's Day began probably around that time. But what I found really interesting about Mother's Day and how it went from, you know, one thing to the next and then eventually became like a big holiday. It's a big holiday. I'm expecting a big gift.
Restaurants love it.
Was Anna Jarvis was a woman that worked diligently to get rights for mothers and women in 1908. It became an official holiday in 1914, but she was not very thrilled about the fact that they commercialized it like we do nowadays, because you were right, Ashley. She was more interested in the actual work that she was doing rather than making it kind of like a holiday where other people were benefiting from it. She wanted moms to get what they wanted out of it.
Well,
and we still don't.
It is the 21st century, so it's time to give mom something. So what are you recommending?
Oh, yeah. First of all, I have kind of like, I like to shop for weird and unusual gifts. Now, children, I hope my children are listening to this broadcast, but there's a place called, it's called Uncommon Goods, and it's uncommongoods.com. And you can actually get one of your mom's favorite recipes or one of your grandmother's favorite recipes printed on a cutting board.
Wow.
Which is really, it was a cool looking gift.
Oh, I love that. But nachos, nacho recipes.
Nacho recipes, K-Sniffla, Coogan, you know, get an old, and you can have it done so that it looks like a recipe card on the cutting board. But then they also made this really cool, I like to recycle things, salvaged wood cookbook or tablet stand, because as you know, a lot of times recipes can be found online and you don't want your iPad falling in your soup, so you need to have a nice little wooden stand on your countertop that'll hold your recipe up for you.
All
absolutely.
Right.
So then you can have, you know, if you're not into the old lady recipes, then you want to go with just maybe a nice copper and marble monogrammed cutting board, because marble is like nice, to cut on. And copper is beautiful. So, or you could have like a cheese board made that would be monogrammed. Those come from Williams-Sonoma has lots of nice kitchen gifts. But the best site that I found for Mother's Day gifts was called alwaysfits.com. So it's like if you want to buy a gift for someone you don't know what size they wear, you've got to go in and look at what they have. I don't know if you checked out this website, but they have funny oven mitts, and I can't even tell you over the air what these oven mitts say.
The FCC will find us.
They're a little sacrilegious and a little bit, you know, tongue-in-cheek kind of stuff, but they are hilarious. And that's something that I could see my kids buying me, because I'm sure they look at me like that, like, oh, yeah, you're my kids. I'm cooking for you again. But
well, and anyone out there who wants to do something nice for those German-Russian moms, we've got this Gutes Essen cookbook you know about.
That's right. I compiled a cookbook, and I used all these great recipes from my heritage. And who doesn't like a good cookbook? And if you Google that, you can buy that online, either from the Germans from Russia Society in Fargo. The Fargo Library has it, and then I also have it. But it's around at the Heritage Center and places like that. But, you know, you've got to, if you want to get good recipes all year round, you know, you can subscribe to some of these great Eat Simple magazines and stuff. But there's a really nice cookbook on sale on Amazon called Eat Like Every Day's the Weekend. Huh. And, you know, that's what we want to do for Mother's Day, right? Eat Like Every Day's the Weekend.
Well, it isn't like the old days when, you know, we used to surprise my mom with a special breakfast. And the kitchen looks like a hurricane.
Yeah, it was a disaster. It was a white elephant gift at best. Come on.
Right. So basically, Mom ended up doing the work then, cleaning.
Happy Mother's Day.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, on a final note here about Mother's Day, Anna Jarvis, you know, we talked about earlier about Mother's Day and stuff. She actually was so busy fighting for women's rights that she never had any kids and never really had a Mother's Day celebration in the manner of which we think about it today, where your kids actually are supposed to do something nice. Children, are you listening?
That is a sad finish to the
story.
It
is kind of a sad finish. So do something nice for your mom and buy her an oven mitt that's sacrilegious.
We check in with Sue Balcom every week for Main Street Eats.
Thank you.
And we have all of the episodes of Main Street Eats available on our website, prairiepublic.org. Pleasure as always, Sue.
Oh, thank you.